2-11 Hunter's Creek, six-month time extension request.
On Wednesday, August 13, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a six-month time extension request for the Hunter's Creek Division, a cluster subdivision consisting of 90 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, perimeter buffers, and open space. The preliminary subplan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of September 8, 2022, subject to 18 conditions of approval. The commission last reviewed the revised preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of Wednesday, August 21st, 2024, where they approved a request to amend G of the conditions of approval pertaining to the required secondary emergency entrance along Hickory Manor Road, that's County Road 346, opting to change the original wording of the condition to there shall be a vehicular entrance via Omar Road, and there shall be an unobstructed emergency access via Hickory Manor Road that remains open and available to use by emergency vehicles, but not paved. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to Section 99-41C of the Sussex County Zoning Code per two major subdivisions. In accordance with the requirements section of code, an explanatory memo and completed steps, agency approval statuses, and reasons in support of the applicant's request for a time extension have been provided. The property is located on the north side of Omar Road, County Road 54, approximately 0.33 mile west intersection of Powell Farm Road, County Road 365. The tax parcels are District 134, 11 parcels 102 and 103, the zoning MR, medium density residential district, and the commission's recommendation will allow the application to be forwarded to Sussex County Council for their final decision on the matter per to the process outlined in 99-40C3 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. If approved, this application's expiration date will be 6 months from the original expiration date of September 2025 to March 8th, 2026.
Okay. Any comments?
Are they requesting just an extension to the permit?
So when you look at the letter, that's a good question. There's two components to this. So staff put it on the agenda as an extension request, but then if you look at this last paragraph, it talks about the wording of condition G.
Right.
So staff put it today as a time extension request, not as a request to modify conditions of approval. That doesn't stop the commission from discussing it. The applicant's again requesting the commission to revisit a decision that's already made last. So I will leave that with the commission if you want it.
That's how I was interpreting it, but then I'm a little confused with then if it goes up to council when I was reading that.
Does for the time extension request. It would be a recommendation of approval for an extension request, and then that is subsequently forwarded to the council for their final decision on the matter.
But not to adjust whether or not they would have that additional access.
Correct. Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
And it's not on the agenda to discuss the modification of that, so I don't think that the commission can act on that this afternoon, because that's just, again, not on the agenda.
Right.
So
okay.
The question I had, so I was confused.
I'm good and confused too.
Is that August 13th, 2025 or 2024? That first letter, or is there a more recent letter or memo? Yeah.
Mr. Cheney knows anything about staff included the entire history.
I've included the entire that expiration date was 2025.
So it's just the expiration date mission, and that is just being included for completeness.
That is correct. Yes. So they understood the background behind requirement of the secondary entrance. So the county will recall, just for the benefit of the other two commissioners were not here at that time. The county had originally required a secondary entrance onto Hickory Manor Road via addition G of the conditions of approval, and DLDOT did not want to grant that access, and they cited the poor condition of Hickory Manor Road. And that is what ultimately led to unforeseen delays in obtaining the project approval and the project's progression. So that's why they're asking for this time extension request.
And that makes sense.
But
yes.
I still don't think there's anything in the record supports that, because we have all the prior information, and the most recent thing we have is August 2024. Is there something from the applicant that explains why this time extension? Because if it be approved by the commission and then adopted by council, we should have something in the record from
yes,
the applicant.
Yes, there is an updated letter. That's not the latest updated letter. It looks like it may be missing from the packet.
Do we need to table it?
Let's just to put it on the agenda for
I'm next also meeting. Wondering if the intent here was for emergency access off of that other road.
Oh, absolutely.
And if that request.
And they came to us before to try to get a waiver on that. Which
right. I am so sorry for the confusion. So there is a letter that has that request in it. That word has actually, as I stated earlier, been approved as part of what I had earlier. So that's already been approved. This request has already been approved. There's an updated request letter that should have been in the packet that's not in the packet. That was only specific to the time extension request.
Do we need to add that to the record?
I think, just so that if you all grant that it's just done correctly and there's no question what the record is, etc.
I agree.
Yeah, and that, I don't know, timing-wise, hopefully shouldn't prejudice the applicant any, because if there's the extension, it would still be extended, so.
Right.
So we don't need to act on it?
Yeah, I think just, I don't think you need to take
action. Okay, Madam Chairman, I move to defer 2022-11 Hunter's Creek.
I second the motion.
Is that okay to do a deferral on that, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on 2022-11 Hunter's Creek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on the list is John Ford, conditional use number 2313, 6 months time extension request.
On Monday, August 18, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6 month time extension request for John Ford for the establishment of a realty office within an agricultural residential district. The Sussex County Council approved conditional use number 2313 for the subject property at their meeting of Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, subject to 8 conditions of approval. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to Chapter 99, Section 40C1D of the Sussex County Code pertaining to conditional uses. In accordance with the requirements of this section of code, an explanatory memo, schedule and plan of completed steps, agency approval statuses, and reasons in support of the application's request for a time extension have been provided. The property is located on the southeast side of Savannah Road, Route 9B, at 1528 Savannah Road, in Lewis, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 49. The zoning is Agricultural Residential District. And the commission's recommendation will allow the application to be forwarded to the Sussex County Council for their final decision on the matter pursuant to the process outlined in Chapter 99, Section 40C3 of the Sussex County Code. If approved, this application's expiration date will be extended 6 months from the original expiration date of September 20th, 2025 to March 20th, 2026.
Any discussion on this? I have some problems with they've had 3 years to move all this forward and now we're moving. I understand there were medical issues, but do we have any concerns?
I don't have any
problems.
Yeah. I'm sympathetic.
Right. Yep. Same. All right, so I move that regarding John Ford conditional use 2313 that we grant the 6 month time extension request.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve John Ford conditional use number 2313, 6 month time extension request. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on the list is S24-22 Ash Property Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a four-story apartment building consisting of 58 units, a 3,000 square foot retail building, parking, 2 loading spaces, and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. The site plan has been revised to add 12 additional apartments and to remove the previously approved 9,828 square foot flex space building. Properties are located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.25 mile east of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279. Properties are located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, the TID, and are subject to payment of any related fees as outlined by Delaware Transportation, Department of Transportation, DelDOT. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is zoned M, Marine District. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 7, parcels 111 and 112. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So they've removed a multi-purpose building and replaced it with apartments?
And it was already 46 apartments. They're adding 12 apartments and removing all the flex space buildings.
Interesting.
Just as a reminder on this, so it's zoned M1,
Marine.
And in the Marine District, I don't know if you'll recall when we had the public hearing on this, up to 12 units an acre is permitted. So, I mean, that's a permitted use. They could do all commercial, mixed use, or all residential. So,
thank you.
Don't we normally make sure no units have been sold where people are expecting the amenities that are being removed?
Yeah, nothing there yet, and they're all apartments too.
They haven't started, but that is true.
Normally, we would. If there's going to be a change like that, we'd at least ask the question to find out more.
Thank you.
It's a good question. All right, so regarding S-2422, Ash Property Revised Preliminary Site Plan, I move that we grant approval.
Second.
Is that subject to...
Subject to staff receiving all regulatory approvals.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve S-24-22 Ash Property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our list is S-24-79 Mark A. Ball, Conditional Use Number 2340, Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 1,195 square foot, more or less, wood frame building to house a auto repair business, parking, and other ancillary site improvements. The property was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2430, for the establishment of an auto repair business to be located within a medium density residential MR district and an agricultural residential AR1 district. The application was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 3002, subject to 13 conditions of approval. The property is located on the northeast side of the intersection of Armory Road, Route 20, and Murray Road, County Road 355, consisting of 2.045 acres more or less, and to be located at 30465 Armory Road in Frankfort, Delaware. The zoning district is medium density residential district and agricultural residential district. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 1, Parcel 7. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve site plan 2479 Mark A. Ball for conditional use 2340, and will be moving to approve the preliminary and final site plan by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S-24-79 Mark A. Ball, conditional use number 2340, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is S-25-32, Shall We Bounce Expansion, Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a two-story mixed-use building consisting of four units and a 6,242 square foot of retail, a proposed 4,000-square-foot indoor recreation building expansion, parking, and other site improvements. There is an existing 24,000-square-foot indoor recreation building on the property as well. Properties are located on the northwest side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Properties are located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, and shall be subject to payment of any related fees as outlined by Delaware Department of Transportation, DelDOT. A request for parking to be allowed within the front yard setback has been submitted with this proposal. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 5, parcels 143, 144, and 144.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Does the building in the setback affect future expansion of Route 9?
You mean the parking?
The parking,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So two answers to that, I guess, is one, they're not permanent structures and parking can always be relocated.
Sure.
However, we know that there are future widening efforts coming down that route. The further into the setback it is, the more likely it is that they'll have to be moved. So that forms part of, I guess, of your thinking that they may ultimately have to be moved. In terms of the parking calculation, though, I don't believe we're under. It's just that they may have to be reoriented or relocated one day as part of those efforts. The other question that may be before the Commission is the proximity of the parking to the site boundary. That's a lot of parking and headlights right against property boundaries. Do you want that to be screened in any way to shield against shining headlights?
Would it be appropriate for me to consider deferring this to work with Jamie around potential conditions? Anybody else? Any other concerns?
No, that's fair.
All right, and just for the benefit of our newer members and a reminder to our more senior members, you know, ordinarily parking is not permitted in the front yard setback. There's an unusual provision in terms of our zoning code with regard to parking that says that the commission has the ability to modify the parking requirements if they're excessive or unreasonable in a given situation. Ordinarily, modifications of the zoning code make you go to the Board of Adjustment. This is one of those limited situations where, in the case of parking, you all have the ability to modify it. But there has to be a reason for it. And some of you have talked about the front yard setback concerns. I know, Scott, you have, but Mr. Collins, you have. But, you know, kinds of the things just in the future the commission looks at is, do the properties all up and down that roadway already have parking in the front yard setback, you know, because that's sort of unfair to penalize the last one in versus is this the first one? You know, how does it impact that particular roadway? Like this is Route 9 that at some point may be widened, which would impact the ability to widen it. You know, so those are the kinds of things that the commission takes into account.
Yeah, because even if there are existing businesses that have built in the setback, those could have been built 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
They will inevitably be impacted and add more cost to the state taxpayers. When expansion of the highway inevitably has to happen, right? I knock on wood when I say that. such as the wood is. So I'm going to move to defer action on S25-32, shall we bounce expansion, so that I can consult with staff around appropriate conditions.
I second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on S25-32, shall we bounce expansion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is lands of 18747 Gravel Hill Road. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one, notated as the residual lands, will consist of 1.33 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.12 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.20 acres more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 1.28 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located east of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, approximately 450 feet south of Petty John Road, Sussex County Road 255. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 59.09. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Just real quick on this one for the benefit of the commission again, and for the public as well. You know, we have, I think, three or four, or maybe actually two, minor subdivisions. By code, if it's five or fewer lots in a subdivision, with some limitations, they do not require a public hearing. They just go on our agenda for other business just to look at the site plan and make sure that there's no issues. There's no factors that, you know, you might want to take into consideration approving or denying the subdivision, the minor subdivision, et cetera. So the commission always has a couple options on each one of these, and I'm not suggesting any of these specifically apply to these two applications, but certainly if there's no issues to the minor subdivision, like, for example, looks like the case with this one on Gravel Hill Road, you can move to approve it. The second option is, obviously, there's a whole lot of issues or it doesn't comply with the subdivision code, but it wouldn't be on an agenda if that was the case. If that was, you could deny it, but that's unlikely. The third is, if there's enough issues or it seems like it impacts enough neighboring properties, you can always require it to go to a public hearing. The other thing that you should always be aware of in these types of applications is that before staff will sign off on the 3, 4, or 5 lot minor subdivision, they'll always look to see if there's some sort of maintenance agreement that's in place for the shared driveway. You know, because one thing we don't want to do is create a situation where down the line there's disputes over who has rights of access and who has the right and obligation to maintain this driveway. So staff always takes care of that behind the scenes after you all act on it.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
Any comments then?
No, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of 18747 Ground Hill Road as a minor subdivision off a proposed 30-foot easement.
As a final? As a final.
As a final.
I second the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of 18747 Gravel Hill Road as a final minor subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is lands of Daniel and Donna Rose Nero. Minor subdivision plan off of an existing 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off of an existing 60-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.7501 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.7501 acres more or less. And the residual lands will contain 6.51 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located south of Nero Lane, a private road that is accessed off of Gordy Road, County Road 70. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 7, Parcel 26. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Any comments from anyone?
No. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Daniel and Donna Rose Nero as a minor subdivision plan off existing 60-foot easement as final.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Daniel and Donna Rose Nero as a final minor subdivision plan off of an existing 60-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is under old business. Change of zone number 20.